Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Sports fans here in New York and around the country mourning the passing of the man considered by many as the greatest all-around player in baseball history. Willie Mays has died at the age of 93.
And Susan, when the word came a little before 9 o'clock last night, it just so happened there was a minor league game being played at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama, where Willie's career began back in 1948.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have some very sad news to share. A short time ago, the San Francisco Giants, Major League Baseball, and the Willie Mays family announced that the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays, one of the greatest players in the history of our game, has passed away at the age of 93.
And his numbers spoke for themselves. Rookie of the Year, two MVPs, two World Series MVPs, 660 home runs, a dozen gold gloves, and 24 times an All-Star. Mark Renee, 1010 Winds Sports on 92.3 FM.
And there has been no shortage of tributes.
He retired from baseball 50 years ago, but the name Willie Mays to this day, symbolizing greatness and reaction pouring in on social media to Willie's passing. And we're grateful for some time with Mets longtime broadcaster Harry Rose. He tells us the world's not going to be the same place without Willie Mays.
Well, it's kind of hard to be shocked when someone who's 93 years old, who you knew to be in ill health, passes away, but the thought of a world without Willie Mays, particularly the baseball world without Willie Mays, is a little hard to fathom.
Think about these names in New York baseball, of course, Mickey Mantle, Joe D, Jackie Robinson, Gil Hodges, but many households, even to this day, will tell you Willie Mays was the greatest ever. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Today is Juneteenth, which commemorates the day in 1865 when in Galveston, Texas, the last slaves learned they had been emancipated 3 years earlier by President Lincoln. It became a federal holiday 2 years ago. Today, the post office is closed, so no mail delivery. Federal offices, schools, and the stock market are closed, as are most major banks. Also today in Brooklyn, a street corner to be renamed in honor of the late, great jazz drummer Max Roach. The ceremony taking place at the corner of Green and Marcy Avenues in Bed-Stuy, with members of his family to be in attendance. Cops hunting for another crook on a moped. This guy going around the Bronx stealing women's cell phones. It's happened at least four times in Kingsbridge Heights, Soundview, and twice in Jerome Park. You can see his photo at 1010winds.com. As Mayor Adams rolls out the new Let's Swim NYC initiative, a city council member looks to expand hours at both city pools and beaches.
City beaches are open 10 to 6, Memorial Day weekend through September 8th. Outdoor pools are open starting June 27th, 11 to 7. Councilmember Shaker Krishnan thinks the weather we're having this week is evidence that needs to change.
Because of the climate crisis we face, temperatures are getting hotter much earlier in the season. Our hot season is even longer now.
He wants to see both pools and beaches open from May 15th to October 15th from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. It would come with a cost.
The Parks Department would have to find the lifeguard staffing to be able to keep front beaches and pools open longer.
The city is investing $1 billion in pools and building two new ones in the Bronx. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
As Governor Hochul continues to defend the move, City Controller Brad Lander now wants to see the communications that led to her making the decision to place a hold on congestion pricing. In fact, he has filed what's known as an open records request.
While he's gathering records, Hochul has been explaining that the MTA can stay on track with the 2nd Avenue subway wheelchair access.
None of those stopped, and the money that wouldn't have been raised would have taken about a whole year to raise about $400 million. Right? So we wouldn't have even had $1 billion this year.
She wants everyone to calm down.
Let's dial down the temperature. This is a pause. Nothing with the federal government is jeopardized.
Asked if the MTA chair's scenario is exaggerated, she says we're all working together. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
More info now on police captured the man accused of tying up two 13-year-olds and raping one of them last week in Casino Park. Turns out some folks in the neighborhood got to him first.
They called 911 while holding Christian Giovanni Ingalandi in a headlock. Police came and took him to the hospital to be treated before he was arrested.
A rapist came to the store and we seen him on the poster and we got him. We beat him up.
Forge was there when it happened and says Ingalandi had come here before. Engelandi was walked out of the 112th precinct to cursing from some people, including Nina, a mother of a 13-year-old.
It's just not safe in the neighborhood anymore for our children, for other kids to come outside, play, and be safe in the neighborhood.
To the people who caught him, she says,
they did the right thing. I respect them.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Corona.
Police say Engelandi, who is from Ecuador, came into this country illegally in 2021 through Eagle Pass, Texas, with a 3-year-old, but we don't know where that child is now. He has no arrests in New York City, but did receive several summonses, including one for an alleged domestic violence incident.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.